1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon, Rusty. The big news is the 53 degrees, I think.
Well, that is definitely a spring thaw in the area, and we'll see plenty of sunshine the rest of this Monday.
The investigation continuing into what happened to Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. We get the latest now from David Piper on that missing plane.
For over 2 days now, air and sea search teams have been looking for the Malaysian Airlines Boeing jet, but it still hasn't been found. Hopes were raised when the Vietnamese military said its air crews had spotted a rectangular shape in the water near its coast and was perhaps a plane door or a life raft. But when ships retrieved the object today, investigators say it wasn't from the aircraft. It had been found in the same area that oil slicks were sighted on Saturday. A sample of the oil was taken for laboratory analysis, but it proved not to be jet fuel. In Bangkok, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
And Malaysian officials saying it could take investigators months, if not years, to find the jetliner. Rusty?
Well, closer to home, the temperatures, again, part of a warming trend that we've seen now the past few days, expected to last through most of this week, but it could cause some problems later on. Senior hydrologist Steve Bond says actual flooding still some time away, but if the snowmelt happens too quickly, there could be some pretty big floods. He also says there is a potential for heavy ice jams during the spring melt, and that might cause flooding in unexpected places.
The last-minute push is being made now to end political robocalls to Wisconsinites who are on the do-not-call list for telemarketers. With the current session in the final month, Assembly Republican Andre Jacques of DePere says the bill is closer to being approved than in previous years because now it has 30 co-sponsors from both parties. Six states already ban political robocalls to those who are on do-not-call lists.
Well, you may not expect any robocalls for local elections this year, but they are coming up in a few weeks, and Sheboygan Falls residents will hear from the two candidates vying to be the city's mayor for the next 2 years this evening. A debate is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. at the city's municipal building. This is the first time since 2004 that there has been a competitive ballot election for mayor in Sheboygan Falls. Current Mayor Randy Meyer, first elected in 2004, is seeking his sixth term in office. He faces a challenge from Alderman Dan Krieger, running for mayor for the first time. Voters will decide who will be mayor when spring elections are held April 1st.
A Sheboygan man charged with sexual assault took his case to a jury and won. 24-year-old Shannon Burns had been charged with sexually assaulting a 35-year-old Sheboygan woman after a night of drinking in Michigan Avenue bars last October. Victim had said she couldn't remember much about the evening, but Burns was identified as being with her through surveillance video. Jury in Sheboygan County Court heard testimony in that case last Thursday, then deliberated for just over 2 hours on Friday before returning a not guilty verdict.
A Plymouth man who sold bogus heroin to an undercover officer is going to prison. 24-year-old Brian Zimmerman sold what was supposed to be heroin to the officer in the city of Sheboygan last August. However, when the substance was tested, it turned out not to be heroin. Zimmerman was charged with falsely presenting a non-controlled substance. He was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court to 2 years in prison, to be followed by 1 year on extended supervision.
Well, the people in Northern California were rattled after the largest earthquake in about 4 years slammed the coastline. The magnitude 6.9 trembler last night was almost as powerful as the 7.2 Baja California quake in 2010. U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 50 miles west of Eureka. There have been no reports of injuries or major damage.
UW-Oshkosh police are looking for a person who fired a shot during a campus event Saturday night. School spokesman Alex Hummel says the incident started with an argument.
University police responded to an altercation at Reed Memorial Union that was happening at a dance there. And while police were on scene, a gunshot was fired, and it was fired up in the air toward the ceiling of the ballroom that the event was taking place in.
Hummel says the union was immediately locked down and nearby residence halls were alerted to the situation.
Well, the harsh winter has not been kind to roads in Wisconsin, as you probably well already know yourself. It's a bumpy ride on a lot of streets and highways around the state thanks to the harsh winter weather. Steve Krebs is the chief materials engineer for the state DOT.
Well, the depth of the frost is a lot deeper than what we've seen in the past recent years. And as that frost goes deeper into the ground, it's causing more moisture to freeze and more heaving of the roadways.
Krebs says resurfacing options are limited and expensive until the spring thaw.
Well, one thing about the fixing of roads is that the funds may not be coming up as strong. Wisconsin transportation funds depend primarily on the gas tax. Governor Scott Walker mentioned last week that fuel-efficient vehicles are paying less gas tax, so the current system won't work for too long.
So there's more wear and tear on the roads and bridges and highways across the state, but there's less revenue from the gas tax.
The governor does not want to increase the already high tax, but currently has no specific plans to beef up the transportation funds. Some ideas being considered include toll roads, using GPS-based metering to charge each vehicle individually, and setting up hot lanes in more congested areas.
Well, Wisconsin recorded three more snowmobile deaths over the past few days as the season begins to wind down. Chippewa County officials say 20-year-old Brandon Semmingson of Oliva died Friday night. A 56-year-old man died Saturday night, that in Sawyer County. 51-year-old man died yesterday in Bayfield County after his sled struck a tree. Speed and alcohol considered factors in that incident. That forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny skies, highs upper 40s, even some 50s in some spots. Tonight partly cloudy, only 32 for a low, but we could see some precipitation the next few days as those temperatures drop to the 30s tomorrow, 20s on Wednesday.
Right now, though, we're at a balmy 54 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, 12:06.